Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you guys for listening. It's been a rough month and it's only the fifth day of the month. How crazy is that? I ended last week like telling everybody like what's going on with my son and like, you know, this is week, I think, four of his sickness, and I am at the point where I am losing all hope, all faith. Like, I am falling into the pits of depression, and it fucking sucks. Like, I'm at the point, like, I feel like he's never gonna get better, which he will. Like, this is, like, clearly my ism, like, putting dark thoughts in my head. That doesn't make them less real. That just means, like, I have to, like, work through the shit. I feel like life sucks, and I feel like this shit is, like, the worst fucking feeling in the world. But where is the positive in all of this shit? Honestly, I don't know. And, you know, I will say this, like, sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes it's okay to realize that we're not okay. We're humans. Like, we're not supposed to always be happy. We're not supposed to always be okay. Actually, a large amount of the times, we're actually supposed to shift through this shit or sift through the shit. And we are supposed to feel and we're supposed to just like keep on living, you know? Because it's times like this that truly teach us what's going on in the world. So this past week, I have done things that I didn't realize I would ever have to do. Like, I don't recall reading a manual when I became a mom, but maybe I missed it. Maybe there's not one and it should be written. If I can ever get myself to actually write something down, that'll be my first thing to do. How to be a mom or parent while navigating sobriety. Maybe there's something out there. I'll have to check into that. Anywho, so like this past week, I have conquered these things, such as I have talked to a district truancy officer. Amazing. 100% sober, no fear, only telling the truth. It makes life a lot easier when you don't have to think of excuses or lies. Like, you just tell the truth. My kid is sick. What do you want me to do? If I could send him to school, believe me, he would be there. But you guys won't let him go to school, so what do you want from me? Like, there you go. Talking to the health department of Orange County. Whoa, my family is on quarantine until tomorrow. My daughter's awaiting test results to prove that she doesn't have it. Like, whoa, I never thought that I would be talking to the Department of Health. Like, wow. And I was sober. Thank God I was sober. Or thank higher power. Or thank the universe. Thank everything, actually, that I was sober. Because I can just imagine if I was, like, hungover, drunk, or slurring my words. Like, this could all have such huge different results. Like, we're dealt the hands that we are dealt in sobriety. And sometimes they suck royally. But even as they suck, we get to like say that we got through this. Like, we talked to these people that we would never have been able to talk to before. And we did it because we're sober. So I, a while back, compiled a list of recovery literature. And now that you know what's going on in my life, I've been like, well, I've been missing my 12-step meetings. I've been going a little bit cray-cray, and I'm probably driving all my friends bananas because I'm in a permanent pity pot of anxiety, depression, and poor me currently. I am the Debbie Downer of the Debbie Downers. And, you know, I've already said this, and that's how bad it is, guys. Like, have you ever just repeated something over and over to yourself, and you're literally making it come true because you want it to be true? Like, sobriety comes to this point where, like, it's good, it's relatively easy and calm, life is going great, I know how to handle what's going on, and then bam, something happens, and the switch gets flipped, and you're like, okay, this is new, I can do it, I can do it, I have my tools, I know exactly what to do, I'm going to post in my groups, I'm going to tell my friends, I'm going to tell my sponsor, I'm going to pray if I pray, I'm going to meditate if I meditate, I'm going to do everything that I'm supposed to do. But then the hits keep on going and you're like, okay, well, it's okay. I just have to keep doing. Keep positive. Keep positive. And then it gets to the point where you're like, oh, but I like being negative. I like this feeling. Like, I have excuses to eat another cupcake. I have an excuse to go make myself throw up. Or I have an excuse to contemplate that drink. Like, no joke, this past week alone, like, since I made the last podcast, I was offered to smoke weed. And I didn't right away say no. Like, I actually thought about it. And that's how I know that I have the ism and that I'm a recovering alcoholic, because I actually thought this shit through. But the good news is I thought it through. And I realized that if I took that hit, what was going to happen? Well, then I'd be popping a top on a beer. Then I'd be throwing up in the toilet. And life would unravel and, like, it would be horrible. And sometimes we need that wake-up call to actually help us remember that we can't take the tools for granted. Like, you never know what's going to trigger you, but you have to have the defenses ready to go. And my defenses, thankfully, were ready to go. So anyways, I've been reading this recovery literature, and currently I've been reading Love Warrior. And if I could just do a shout out, Glennon Doyle Melton is probably one of the most amazing books I have ever read, her Love Warrior, because, like, I have read quite a few recovery novels. I haven't read a lot. I've read a few. And I have my favorites that I will reread and reread, like This Naked Mind and Sarah Hepola's Blackout and a few others. But this Love Warrior, like, it spoke to my soul. And if you're a woman in recovery, and if you've ever suffered with bulimia or anorexia, or, like, not feeling worthy or loved, or that you deserve to be worthy or loved, or if you feel like you are stuck in the society's dictated expectations of you, like, I cannot recommend this book enough. And I wanted to, like, just quote a few things, because these things really rang true for me this past. So I had mentioned, like, how I've been having, like, triggering thoughts, and I think it's just, like, self-sabotage thrown in. But something that really stuck with me is, she went into bulimia, and she was about 10, if I remember correctly. But, like, some of her thoughts were she was binging and purging several times a day, and her unbelonging and unworthiness, she would numb it with food. Like, sounds familiar. I used to numb myself with food, and then I numbed myself with alcohol. And then, instead of sadness, she would feel fullness, which was just as bad as the sadness. Like, I can relate to that. So can most of you. So she would purge it all out. And then she was empty. But it was exhausted emptiness, so it felt amazing. Like, I remember the exhausted emptiness, and sometimes I crave that because I understand that. I don't know about this happiness stuff. Like, what is being happy? I haven't felt happy this week. Life has been tolerable. I've had some good moments. I've had some enjoyable moments. But the happiness part has been really hard to reach this week, and that's okay. Because, again, life is, like, never going to be the same every single day. And that's why it's life. We get to experience the good and the bad and the in-between. But honestly, I can honestly say I do not miss that emptiness. I understand it. I get it. And sometimes I may even crave it, but I do not miss it. And then one other part I just wanted to read, because I relate to it so much. Being sober has opened my life in so many ways that even despite this February month of hell, like, I love being sober, and I will continue love being sober because I am proud of who I am. And I related to this part in the book. I am not a mess, but I am a deeply feeling person in a messy world. That is me summed up. Like, that is it 100%. And on that note, guys, I am not going to drink today. I am not going to purge today. I'm not going to binge today. Today, I am going to remain sober. And it is all because I am dedicated to being sober. I have a sober family, I have a sober tribe, and I'm just so freaking grateful to be able to share with all of you. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a fabulous week.